What's good with ya? What's good with ya, everybody? Welcome to the Gadget Switch Podcast. I'm your host, RP3, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. V Worldwide. What's up with you, sir?
What's up, man? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Not much, brother, man. We're in the middle of what they call Techtober. Well, not the middle, the start of Techtober, where things are starting getting hot and heavy. Even though the iPhone's a little late in coming out, and Samsung, and then we got new consoles coming out, PlayStation and Xbox, which adds to the activity, the news. I think let's start talking about the gaming consoles, because I'm a gamer. I like gaming, but I kind of didn't want to get into the pre-order mess with the PlayStation 5 and Xbox, but it's turning out to be way more worse than I think they intended it to be. Did you try to pre-order any of them, or?
Man, I tried to play it with a PS5. It's just been crazy, man. The way they did it, I actually liked the way that they did it, because it was kind of random. Because then you don't have the scalpers and stuff, you know, going into the system, buying up all the PlayStations and stuff. But the way they did it was just random. And now the way Xbox did it was they announced the date, which right. gave everybody the chance to get in. I'm seeing people camping outside of stores, and you get there, you know, there's no more left. And I don't know, man, they didn't allocate enough to the stores. That's my problem.
Do you think they're saving them for the, the holiday season, or do you think they, you know, I mean, what do you think's going on with that?
I heard that someone said that they may be saving for like the Black Friday, so they can, you know how they do their bundles around that time with the systems, and they bundle some games with it and stuff. So I'm thinking it, man, because when I went to GameStop, it was like, they said, yeah, we got like 8 copies. I'm like, 8 copies. And that's all they had. I was like, man, I'm done.
You mean 8 games?
No, 8 consoles.
Consoles.
They allocated them 8 consoles to give out for pre-orders. So you were that 9th person in line, you was done.
But that's the thing about it. It's like, I think some of these stores know they have limited supply. Why play that pre-order game with people? I think sometimes they might even do that just to get traffic to their website. You know, yeah. Best Buy might use it to get traffic to their Best Buy got, let's say Best Buy have 10 of them or 15 of them. You that, and then you're trying to hype up maybe a couple of hundred people at these Best Buy stores to get them. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're all over and what have you, but you know, when you order from Best Buy, you order from, quote unquote, the store in your area, because Best Buy allows you to choose a store.
Yeah.
That's your quote unquote home store. You know, I'm quite sure GameStop shouldn't even play that game of trying to play pre-orders. If, for example, like you said, all they had was 9, knowing they may have 100 customers, 200 to 300 customers, you know, I mean, who knows? Go on their website and they're all fighting over 9 consoles.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing is, it's different for the online, I think, because if you get now, that was another thing. I was online. Where did I go online at? Oh, I was on Target's website, and I heard this a lot. What I'm hearing is that you got to open up multiple browsers for multiple stores, like Best Buy, Target, Walmart. You got to have them all open and you try each and every one of them. Because what was happening is, like me, I have my console in the cart and I tried to check out, and it just started buffering, you know, the little spinning wheels spinning. And I hit reset and I tried to go back in. It said sold out. I was like, oh man, this is crazy. Yeah. And I heard that amongst a lot of the websites. And that was a problem. They just crashed. They just weren't ready, man. I don't know how they weren't ready.
But that's weird to have it in your cart. And then when you go pay for it, it's buffering. So actually, they never took it out of their inventory. They, you know, until you actually bought it. So it left you wide open.
Exactly.
For so somebody to come in and take it.
Exactly. And it was horrible, man. I felt, and I still haven't got one. I just had to wait till launch day. But yeah, just the way they did it, they're just unprepared, man. They really should have been prepared. So the way I think it should be done is, I mean, I say just let people just pre-order. And if it goes on back order, it goes on back order. That's how I see. And then when it comes in, that way you don't have to go in. You're not going into the site every day. But like you said, it does. It's driving people to the site because you go in there every day trying to look for it. Was it there yet? Nope. And then there's these guys online that post on Twitter, you know, the days that they're going to release or possible days they're going to release. But anyway.
I mean, if you think about it, it's not, I don't think they're going to have anywhere you can just walk in and buy day one. I don't know if they're going to be like that.
I think they'll have some, I think they may have some set aside for that. I don't know, man. Sony is just, I think they were just unprepared. Well, Sony and Microsoft, because both of them, you know, and I could have had that Series S, that smaller version of the Xbox or the discless version, but I was looking for the PlayStation at the time and the dude didn't say, oh, well, I got the S. And then I come to find out they had one S that whole day. Nobody knew about it because everybody thought they were all sold out.
Wow.
I was like, I at least could have got that, you know, for my boys and stuff. But yeah, it's been crazy.
But what about, okay, so if they're going to have them in the store, you know, I mean, they're not going to have a lot of them. They may have
three or four of them. Yeah, exactly.
Then it's like you said, they need to start handing out rain checks or pre-order dates.
Exactly.
But they got to make sure they can deliver on those pre-order dates. So, you know, I don't know. It all depends on how their inventory works also, because some places, I know Best Buy, they do their inventory every Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I talked to a manager. He said more likely whenever there's a rotation or something new coming in, they know by Tuesday of the following week. But they don't know what's on the truck.
So, okay.
They may open the truck up and it might be three PlayStations on there or four or five.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah, man, it's been wild. Sony should have been more prepared too. I mean, they should. And again, I don't know. Like you said, they could have hundreds. I don't know. I mean, right. GameStop, and they just want you to keep coming back in there because the dude was telling me, oh, just come in every day. I'm like, man, I can't be coming through here every day checking.
Right. I think they're going to have it. I think about, they're having their stuff together by the holiday, but I really don't think you're going to be able to walk in and get them. You're going to be still, you're better off ordering them and then just waiting for the date. I mean, right now it's to the point, I wouldn't even expect to get it right now on the date that they say they're going to release them.
Yeah, I kind of don't expect that. So now they're sending out the GameStop. There's some people with pre-orders that they're sending out saying that they're sorry they won't be able to get their system to them until 2021. Right. I was like, oh man.
2021?
2021, next year, like the beginning or whenever they do some more allocations. That's what they're sending these emails out to people now.
Wow. And
they said some of the GameStops, I talked to one of the GameStop guys, it was the same guy, he was telling me that some of them let people pre-order more than they should. I was like, how do they do that?
I don't like, you know. If you got a set amount, they can't have people going to 2021.
That's what that email, man. I'll pull it up. I gotta send it to you. Yeah, man. It's crazy. That's
messed up. So you can't even get it for Christmas.
People will be mad, man. I'm telling you. I think Sony needs to, I don't know, man.
I think they're gonna try to fulfill them orders. I can't believe they're gonna have people going past Christmas.
These are big companies, man. They should have this down. I mean, Apple, that doesn't happen with Apple. I mean, these other companies, man.
You know, it depends on when they start building these items. You know, I know in the auto industry, they have a certain number they want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll start the next model, and they usually start real slow. Because if there's a lot of new parts, equipment, just a whole new way of doing business as far as building on an assembly line. Mm-hmm. They go very slow in the beginning just to get the operators familiar with what they're doing, and then they slowly ramp up the speed. So I believe right now, if PlayStation if Xbox and Sony is following that formula, right now they're producing them, but they're producing them at a much, much slower rate until the operators become very familiar with what they're doing. Then they're going to ramp it up. So I really think a lot of these companies who are doing this, if they can't meet demand by the holidays, they need to premiere these things a lot earlier.
Yeah, they do.
Like if this thing was premiered like August or late July.
Yeah, Sony waited a long time. It was in August. Yeah.
Then they could make Christmas.
Oh, go ahead.
They should be able to make their Christmas orders without any problems. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, their people are getting emails saying after Christmas. To me, this makes this launch a failure in my eyes.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. People are going to be mad about that.
Yeah.
Get upset about their systems, man.
I know I would, man. But shoot, I don't know. I got Game Pass Ultimate. So,
you know, I just got that 3 months of it to try it out. I tried out have you tried the xCloud?
Yeah, I got some games I downloaded on my PC. And I
tried it from my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have one of the connectors, but I have my PlayStation 4 connector. Connected it through Bluetooth. So it was a little laggy, though. It was a little bit laggy just because it was Bluetooth. Probably if I get one of those things, like one of the connectors like you have, it'll probably be a lot better.
Yeah, I haven't even tried it yet. I need to try it. But I've been gaming a lot on my I just started playing Xbox, so I'm trying to see how the other half lives, because I'm normally a PlayStation guy.
Yeah, me too, man.
And now I'm going to try the game on PC, so that's going to be a whole new getting used to.
You got that new rig, huh? Did you get it all set up and everything?
Yeah, I got everything all set up. It's in the background, but I haven't turned it on. I would turn it on, but sitting off right here. It's kind of dark, so
yeah,
I might be able to put a little bit of light on it later on. But I just built it, and I never, it was my first time doing something like that, mm-hmm. and it was a interesting situation. I thought it'd be overly complicated, but after watching YouTube videos for hours upon hours, I was able to do it. It was pretty simple, man. It's, if you know how to put the CPU is easy to put in, and the graphics card is what make everything, work. And the motherboards today are easier to understand because they're pre-labeled, so you know where a USB cable is supposed to be connected.
Okay.
You know where things, your connections are supposed to go for your RGB fans, because on the motherboard is easily the information is there. So it's almost like Legos for adults.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as hard. Yeah, it's not that hard. And I am nowhere near like the most overtly techie person. I know I give people that impression, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But I just took my time, looked at a ton of YouTube videos. Then what I do is I try to find a creator who I'm comfortable with when I'm looking at their instruction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when people are putting together a computer or something, there's the little tiny things you may, like I've seen people who would put, plug something up while they're giving you the instructions, and they don't mention what they just plugged in.
Yeah, and you gotta kind of rewind it and try and see what they.
Yeah, did. You rewind it and you look at it and say, okay, what did he say? What that was? And then, you know, you see him do something, and I've literally seen people like they have. I think it's because they've done it so many times, and it's such second nature to them. Sometimes you forget to tell people the most smallest details when you're doing those type of videos, and you feel like it's common sense to know. What I just did, you might see me hold something up and I'm plugging it in, but I don't tell you what I just plugged in, but it's something simple, but that might mean the world to the person who's watching you. So, you know, it took me a while to find a YouTuber that I was comfortable with, where I watched his every move, like every move he did, he told me what it was.
Okay.
He didn't just do a move and then say it. I have, and that anytime I see something like that, I bail on it. I bail on that video.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's how I learned best, man, by that. I mean, you can give me the instructions and everything. I'll eventually figure it out, but if I'm watching, I'll do it a lot better.
Yeah, like, but I mean, I still want you to tell me. I may even have an idea of what you just plugged in, but I still need to hear it.
Oh, no, I meant hear it too, rather over reading the instructions like on paper. Yeah. So, I agree, man.
Yeah.
Let me know the step you just did.
Yeah. So, Samsung, you know, just dropped a new phone, the Samsung Fan Edition. And to me, this phone has everything that the main Samsung flagship had in it, and I should bring up the website, but I'm gonna go ahead and talk while I'm doing that. But it has the A65 processor. It's got everything except for the same. It doesn't have a 2K display on it, or whatever you want to call it. I think that's a 2K they got on it, and it doesn't have a curved display. It's a flat display, which in my opinion, I think is, I like that better over the curved display. And it has a cheaper Gorilla Glass. One there had Gorilla Glass 3.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So it's an interesting phone, but I think Samsung is slowly confusing people with this naming. And I think it's going to cause them some problems down the road. You have opinion on that?
I do as far as, yeah, I definitely agree with you. Going back, when I go back to the Xbox thing, but it's the same thing with them, man. They need to, I don't know, PlayStation, just PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know what you're getting. Xbox, you got Xbox Series S, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S. It just really gets confusing. I agree with you. In the S20 FE, I agree. It's just really confusing. I think they need to figure out a way to get that.
Yeah.
You know, just call it the Galaxy Fan Edition or something. Yeah, it's just really confusing. Because, I mean, me, not knowing phones as well as you do, it's very confusing.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you can see this screen I'm showing right here, but on the left, I got the Samsung S20 Fan Edition 5G. Then I got the Samsung in A71 5G that you can find in T-Mobile and Cricket and all these other stores. And I got the regular Galaxy S20. Now, the A72 that's going to be coming out. I put the A71 up because the A72 doesn't have any stats on it. Mm-hmm. But the thing, I think the big difference is that the A72 is going to have what they call the Exynos 990 that's found on the Galaxy S20s that they make overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say that the A71 is going to have an Exynos.
Okay.
The both of the 20s, whether it's the fan edition or the regular 20, they're both got the A65. Now, there's a $300 difference in the S20 and the fan edition 20. So I think that alone is going to force people to not even look at the S20 and save themselves $300. The A71 or the soon to be A72, I think there's about $100 difference with the A series being the cheaper one. Now, if you're a person who doesn't like the Exynos processor that's in the A series, if you really want that fan edition, all you got to do is save probably about another $100, maybe $150 more, and you can step up to a better phone in the fan edition.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So,
oh yeah, I definitely see that.
And then if you happen to walk into a carrier store and you see all three of these phones, you're going to pretty much probably go with the fan edition. And I think Samsung done themselves a somewhat of a problem, or gave themselves a problem, because normally they drop the price on the S20s right around Black Friday going into Christmas. Okay. But they can't drop that $1,000 phone too low. If you understand what I'm saying, because
oh no, I see what you say. Oh yeah, you'd have to drop. They'd have to.
They can't, because the FE, the FE gave them a bottoming out point of what is it, $599, $699? Forgot the price of that. I think it's $699
for the FE.
$599.
Hold on, I'm going. I've got euros.
Yeah, no, don't look at that. The euro. I couldn't get the American prices to show up, but on T-Mobile the fan edition costs $699. That's $700. Okay, so if somehow Samsung want to have a sale on a regular S20 that cost $1,000, we're not even talking about the S20 Ultra, which is $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about just a regular S20 that's $1,000. Then they only got a $300 wiggle room. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you can't drop it down too much, because you're going to still buy the fan edition.
Yeah, otherwise you're cutting the fan edition off. And
I mean, well, not really, yeah, because unless you go up under the fan edition, that's the only way you can move some S20s.
They'd have to take a big loss on that S20, though.
Right. But I'm just saying they normally have sales.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying, if you look at where the price of the fan edition is $699,
mm-hmm,
and $1,000, you got only a $300 space to play with. Because if you drop it too low, the only way you can, well, I guess what I'm saying is the only way you can sell some S20s is you have to sell it under the fan edition.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yeah, definitely. They'd have to say, yeah, it's got to be under it, because otherwise you just, I mean, the fan edition looks great. I mean, as far as everything goes.
Right. Unless when you do drop the S20, you drop the fan edition. And if you do that, that's you cutting your throat even more. What do you do?
Yeah. It's even got the 120 hertz refresh rate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You can't beat that.
Right. And they got a trade-in. If you got a phone, you can trade in. Like, if you have a paid-off, they got a list. But let's say you had a paid-off S10, Samsung S10.
Yeah.
They'll give you $500 off of the FE, meaning you can walk out the door with an FE for $249.
Oh, it's sold.
Now you can use that same trade-in for the Samsung S20, but you still paying $500, a little over $500. You can trade in a phone, let's say S10. They're going to give you $500 according to T-Mobile. They're going to give you $500 according to Samsung's website. And you can walk out the door with the FE for $249 or $500, $530 for the S20.
Oh, that's a fan edition all day.
All day.
All day. The only thing you're really looking at, and this doesn't even make a big difference to me, because I wouldn't be looking at, I'd be looking at the price. I mean, in the Gorilla Glass 3 and the plastic back, and it still doesn't even bother me.
Right.
Because everything else in it is on point.
Right.
That's the only thing that I see. And it's, yeah.
I mean, and then the A series in America isn't a popular series of phones. So that phone already is behind the eight ball when you see the Galaxy S20. Anything with S in front of it with Samsung is a popular, it's going to be a popular phone.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I mean, and then, you, like I said, the naming thing is confusing to people. You might walk in, you're not going to know what's a fan edition. You know, why is this Samsung? Well, this is the fan edition. Well, I don't give a care what you call it. Just give it to me because it's $300 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm, you know, I don't know, man. They just going to have people thinking that whenever they go out and buy a Samsung or something, they're going to be looking for a fan edition. The fan edition may not ever come back out again for another year or this time again next year.
Yeah, man, it's a nice phone too. I was able to, I played around a little bit. I was in Sprint earlier today and I saw one in there. I didn't even know they had it in there yet, but man, it's cool. Like, this is nice, and it had the flat display too.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that curve now, but and everybody hates it, but now I see why. That it's nice.
Yeah, it's easy to put a tempered glass on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could protect a flatter screen with no problems in comparison to a curved screen, unless you're gonna get a stone what's that, stone dome or
white glass? Stone dome.
Huh?
White stone dome.
White stone. You know, unless you pay $50 or $60 for a white stone dome.
Yeah.
You know, you can put a $8 tempered glass on a on a fan edition because it's a flat display. And you know, you can get the 3-pack of tempered glass for $8.99 to protect your FE, and you throw a case on it. You good to go. That Gorilla Glass don't mean much.
It's a good price, man.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know, man. I just think Samsung is causing confusion. I mean, techies like us, we can figure it out, but.
Yeah, you know, if you're around it every day and you know, I mean, I know it sounds, I don't know, that's 20 FE. I mean, in a Note 20, nobody knows. I mean, some people would know, but I mean, they'll see a cheaper phone and say, I'll take that.
I think they're not even going to see the FE at the end of the name. They're going to see S20.
S20, yeah.
And say, why is this S20 $600 and this one over here $1,000? And they're going to be like, somebody might even explain it to them. And they might even just like, I don't care. Just give me the $600 one, $700
Most of the people in the store probably won't be able to ever be like,
Yeah, that's another thing too. In the stores, they're not that knowledgeable. So.
Yeah. They'll see the S20 and they'll see 5G because 5G's all, you know,
right,
all the blaze right now. So everybody here at five. Oh, S20, 5G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, over in Europe, there's no Exynos version of the fan edition. Europeans are going to get a chance to buy A65 Snapdragon, which is something they always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because they all know that the Snapdragon is a better performing chipset than Samsung's Exynos.
So what's the deal with that anyway? Why did they do that?
That's their chip. That's their end processor. They make money that way.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's Samsung's bread and butter chip processor.
But they know the U.S. won't go for that.
No. It's just that they just got that deal going, and I think, it's something to differentiate themselves from the American market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I really don't know the real reason behind it. It's just the fact that they just do it that way. I mean, we can order an Exynos. We can import it. It'll work over here. It just don't run. It's just not. Battery-wise, get longer battery life with a Snapdragon. You know.
So the battery is better?
Just slightly better. It's not like FE?
In the FE?
In the FE would be slightly better than the Exynos.
I'm talking about on the Fan Edition.
That's what I'm talking about.
The S20.
Yeah.
That's a really good value, man.
I think the battery life is going to be better because they don't have to push a 2K display.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, they're giving you a good reason to get that FE, man.
Get a trade in if you got a phone. I think they give you $300 off for a Pixel 3A XL. Mm. So if you got some on a list that they allow you to trade in, you can get anywhere between as low as $150 all the way up to $500 off.
Damn, that's a deal, man. If you got that.
Yeah. Well, V, I think that's pretty much all I want to talk about today, man.
Yeah.
As we come to the end of another episode, again, I'd like to appreciate each and every last one of you guys out there who's been supporting it. We're small. We know we're working through the little bugs here with our podcast, but hopefully over time, if you stick with us as we work our way through this, you will come to enjoy it and be a long-lasting fan of the Gadget Switch podcast. V, you want to tell everybody where to follow you at on your socials, anything like that?
Yeah, so I'm on VWorldwide72. That's my Gmail. And my Twitter is VWorldwide. And you can follow me on YouTube. My channel is VWorldwide. That's about it.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at RP3_tech. And my YouTube channel, RP3 Tech Reviews, is the URL, but I shortened it to RP3 Reviews. But again, I appreciate each and every last one of you guys out there who pick up the podcast and continue listening to us and supporting us. We appreciate it. So until the next episode, we'll catch you later.